Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody's stopping the shine. They try to break me, try to pick me up, but I'm gonna change it on my side. So bad I thought of the night. But ain't no one stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got more than some time. But the enemy can't stop me, cause heaven's calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. So be gon' step in and make it alright.
Everybody out there who has tuned in to Care Broadcast Radio Network, praise God. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr., praise God, and it is truly a blessing to be on the airwaves again tonight. We want to thank God for each and every last one of our callers on tonight, and we want to thank God for each and every last one of our listeners on tonight. Whether you're listening live or whether you're listening to the playback, we thank God for you on tonight, and we truly pray, hallelujah, that something you will hear tonight, amen, will be beneficial to your life. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. We are blessed tonight, hallelujah. We have the Fellowship of Unity on the line tonight. It is Wednesday night, amen. We have the Fellowship of Unity with none other than our very own, praise God, Minister Ray. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you tonight, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. We thank you, Lord, for everything that is about to take place on tonight. We rebuke any work of the enemy right now in the name name of Jesus. We bind those spirits and we command them to go right now in Jesus' name. Lord, just have your spirit move in a mighty way on tonight. And Lord, we love you, we appreciate you, and we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God on tonight. Without further ado, praise God. Hallelujah. We want to go ahead and start opening up the phone lines. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we are going to transfer it over to Minister Ray in the Fellowship of Unity. Minister Ray, it is in your hands. Let the Lord have his way on tonight.
Praise God. Amen. Amen and amen. I was listening to the song. Amen. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. There's nothing that our God cannot do. We thank you on tonight for tuning in on tonight, this Wednesday evening. Thank God. We first give honor to God, which is the head of my life. Thank God. Amen. Give honor to my wife and my children and grandchildren. I thank God for them on tonight. And we want to, we are under the chosen generation of fellowship of churches. Our overseer is Apostle B.A. Thomas. We thank God for her in every ministry, amen, that's under the umbrella of chosen generation of churches throughout the Los Angeles area. And even our national apostle, Apostle York J. Milton. Amen. We just want to thank God for all of you on today. We want to thank Elder Prevost on today and Care Broadcast Network, Bishop Page, Bishop Alexis, and all the crew that make this possible. First Lady Prevost, we want to thank God for her on tonight. Amen. We want to thank God for Apostle Davis and Evangelist Bernie, Sister Johnny, Apostle Thomas on tonight, and all of those at the sound of my voice, Evangelist Maxine and Minister BJ. We thank God for you on tonight also. And we just want to give God all the praise tonight. We gather here today, this evening, to hear a word from the Lord. It's truly an honor and a privilege, and it is a great feeling, a great inspiration. It's a great to know and to see one of your own, meaning your children, is following the Lord. I can understand what pastors do and how they feel when their kids are following the Spirit of God. And so it's a great honor to have my own son tonight bring us a word on tonight. And we thank God for him. We thank God for his diligence in the word of God. We give a shout out to his church, Tabernacle of David, located in Vallejo, California. If you're ever in the area, stop by, inquire, and hear a word of the Lord. So we thank God on tonight for what our ears are about to receive. It's a wonderful thing to be in the presence of the Lord. It's a wonderful thing to be saved, sanctified, filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is available for all those who want to receive the Holy Ghost. All you have to do is seek, knock, and ask. And God will deliver it to you for those that want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Like I always say out there in Radio Land, we thank God for you also out there, the listeners and the caller-ins. We thank God that the Holy Ghost, without the Holy Ghost, no man shall see God. And so we thank you. You don't have to take my word. Look in the Word of God, the Bible. Without the Holy Ghost, will no man see God. And it actually reads, without holiness, well, that's the same thing. No man will see God. So we have to thank God for the Holy Ghost and pursue the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I thank God and remember the day that I received the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, April 14th, 2014. I thank God for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. I was no longer sitting the sideline. I was in the game like EA Sports. So I thank God on today for the precious gift. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the light and the pathway to glory. Amen. And so we just want to receive on tonight that someone out there in Radio Land will have a change of heart by the word that we live. Somebody will come out of abomination. Somebody will give their life over to Christ. Somebody will ask, what must I do to be saved? And I thank and praise God on tonight that one day we all had to ask, what must I do to be saved? And we made up a mind to live for Jesus Christ, no matter what we may go through, what may come our way. I don't know about you, but I'm rooted and grounded, saved, sanctified, filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, and proud of it. Thank God for delivering me out of my mess. Amen. And it took a sound mind and a made-up mind and a desire and a want and a determination to live for Christ. That's what it's going to take for us to live in these last and evil days. We are living in perilous times. And perilous times means simply danger all around. Risk. It's risky to go to bed without being saved. It's risky to go through the day without being saved. You're risking your soul in eternal life. You go spend it, but where you going to spend it is the key. Amen. And so we thank God he given us a chance to be redeemed, reconciled back to him. He justified us on the cross. And sanctification means set apart from sin. So we thank God that we strive every day to live for Christ. Amen. And so at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture. Then we're going to have open up the line for testimonies and praise reports on the goodness of the Lord. And you may also at that time render a prayer request. And at that time, we would table your request. And after the word being spoken, we will come back and pray for your request. Amen and amen. So at this time, if Evangelist Burnett is on with us with an opening scripture, we will receive that at this time. Evangelist Burnett.
Amen, amen, amen. Good evening, saints. I'm coming from the book of Psalms 107. Verse 1-8. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemer of the Lord say, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from east and from the west and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in solitary ways. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. He led them forth by the right hand, and that they might go to the city of habitation. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing, and speaking, and living of his holy word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Evangelist Burnett with that powerful scripture, the word from the Lord. We know God's word is true. And if you don't know it, you better know it, that the word of God is true. Thank God again for Evangelist Burnett. Now we will move to our praise reports and testimony and prayer requests part of the service at this time. Will there be one on the goodness of the Lord this afternoon, this evening? The line is now open. Will there be one? Well, amen. I'm going to always thank and praise God for me, as I said before, my life, health, and strength. Thank you, God, for waking me up this morning with a sound mind. Thank God I was closed in my right mind with a reasonable portion of good health. I thank God for a roof over my head, clothes on my back, shoes on my feet, food on my table. I just thank God for finances in the bank. I thank God for a restaurant coming to pass right now, coming to open up, moving to open up. I thank God for that. I thank God for all that he's doing in my life. Brand new area, territory. Thank God for new ministry, going higher in Christ. I just got so much to be thankful for. No frantic phone calls. All my children are alive and well. I thank God for that. Thank God for my grandkids. Every need is met in their houses. My two granddaughters and three grandsons, I thank and praise God for them. Oh, I just lift up the name of the Lord on today. So much to be thankful for. Thank God for calling me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Thank and praise him that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And most of all, thank God for all of you, Elder Bankston. I just thank and praise God for all of you on tonight. And so that is my testimony and praise report. Will there be another on the goodness of the Lord tonight? Will there be another? Well, amen. We're going to move forward. Continue on in our service on today. I'm going to make a few announcements. Tomorrow morning we back on the line, Fellowship of Unity, 6:30 a.m. Pacific time, 8:30 Central, 9:30 East Coast time. We will be back in the morning with Men's Day on the line. Come and if you're available, come hear a word from the Lord going forth on tomorrow. As we gather, 6:30 in the morning. That number is 774-220-4000. The access code is 786-7473. And that is at 6:30 a.m., the Fellowship of Unity on tomorrow. It's Men's Day, so all the men across America is invited to tune in. And before this broadcast is over, we will give you that number once more. Tomorrow evening at 7:30, we on the Chosen Generation Fellowship of Churches with our state evangelist Marie Brown, will be going forth with Fellowship in Action. That number is 774-220-4000. The access code is 011-919-7878. That's at 7:30 tomorrow night. And if we finish this broadcast tonight, we will be switching over to that same number I just repeated. I just relayed to you, shall I say, for Minister BJ will be covering that line at the True Bible Ways Ministry. Will be going forth at 7:30 tonight. And then Friday night, we will be back on Chosen Generation at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. live on the air. Also on Thursday evening, tomorrow will be Evangelist Willie Davis will be going forth for an hour, and then Elder Prevost on the second hour from 7 to 9 tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio, 646-668-2435. Amen. Those conclude our announcements on tonight. So without further ado and without no further delay, we're going to get to the meat of the service, the word. Amen. Can somebody say word? We're going to have the word on tonight. And we thank and praise God on tonight. I will present to others and introduce to some my own flesh and blood, my own son. Just had a birthday, 29 years old. I thank God for him. God and him is God, keeping my son alive and well. And all my sons, all seven of them, I thank God for all of them and their life. But this one here is peculiar. This one here is royalty in priesthood and serving the Lord with his whole heart and gladness. So I would like to present to others and introduce to some all the way from Vallejo, California, Blog Talk across America. We could get ourselves together on this line by receiving Pastor Raymond Thurman from Tabernacle of David, from all the way from Vallejo, California. Let's receive him by saying amen as he come forth on tonight. Let's give him an amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen on tonight. Pastor Thurman, it is in your hands. Have your way tonight. Let the Lord use you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Again, I am Minister Raymond Thurman from Vallejo, California, from the Tabernacle of David Missionary Baptist Church, under the leadership and the pastoralship of Reverend R.L. McCray. And it is a blessing to be here with you all on this evening, on this Wednesday evening. It is a true blessing to be here with you all this evening. Not going to hold you long or belabor the hour. Much has already been said and done. I just want to encourage somebody on this evening to just let the Lord use you, to let the Lord let the Lord have his way with you. There is a blessing if you let God use you, and if you let God have his way with you, there is a blessing in it. It is always a good thing when God wants to use you and when he wants to have his way with you. Moses, in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, Moses was in a situation where God wanted to use him. God wanted to do something great with Moses. And so what God did was he appeared to Moses by way of a burning bush, and he spoke to Moses out of that out of that burning bush. And one of the good things that I like about it, when I studied it, when I looked at it, is that Moses, he did not hesitate. He responded. And in Moses' response, he told God, "Here am I." And when he said, "Here am I," he's saying, "Here am I, I'm available. Here am I, I want to be used by you. Here am I, have your way with me." And I'm grateful for that, because anytime that God calls us to do something, anytime God has an assignment for us and he calls on us, our response should always be that of Moses's when he said, "Here am I." You should always make yourself available and always want to be used by the Lord. It's a blessing when God wants to do something and he involves you in the work. It is a true blessing when God wants to do a thing or two and he calls your name and he wants to use you to do that work. I get excited when I just think about how God, he has called me to preach, and he's called me to do, and he's called me to be a laborer in his vineyard. It's just a blessing that God would even want to use me. Out of all the things I've done in my life, all the bad things I've done, it is a true blessing that God would like to use me and that he would choose me. Well, he appeared to Moses throughout a burning bush. He uses a bush to do a divine work. He does a divine work with a earth through a bush. He uses something as meaningless as a bush to speak to Moses. He does something great, does something mighty. He does something out of the ordinary, and he uses a bush. Well, we can all say, and we can all attest, that one day all of us, you and I, were just bushes. We were just a bush looking to be used by God. We were just a bush, and God came along and he used us, and he wanted to do something great with us. Well, he tells Moses about what he has seen, what he's heard, and what he knows pertaining to his children that were in Egypt, in bondage in Egypt. He tells Moses about what he seen, what he heard, and what he knew. And he chose to use Moses to do such a thing. So he tells Moses, I'm going to send you to Pharaoh. I'm going to send you to Egypt land. And I want you, he says, I want you to tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Well, at first, Moses was, you could probably say Moses was a little timid, or Moses was, he was awestruck, or you could probably say that Moses was overwhelmed when he got this divine assignment from God, when God told him to do such a thing, because Moses, he asked a question. He asked God, he said, who am I? He asked God, he said, God, who am I that I am to go down to Egypt land and to do such a, and to demand something like this of Moses? Who am I that I should be able to go and do this? Well, when God calls on you to do something, when God has asked you to do something, and when he places an assignment on your hand, you might feel the same way as Moses and say to yourself, well, who am I? Who am I that I could go and I should do this? I can relate that when God called me to preach, one of the questions I had for him was, who am I? Who am I that I could carry this serious assignment? Who am I that I may help to lead others to Christ? See, but in our nervousness, in our timidness, in our hesitations, we should not worry, because if God has called us to do something, and if he wants us to do it, then you got to know that he's already made a way for you. Moses, in his questioning, Moses, in his waffling, God simply answered him in verse 12, and he said, certainly. God told Moses, certainly, I will be with you. Certainly. Don't worry about what it looks like. Don't worry about what's going on. Don't worry about how big the task may be. Just know, certainly, I will be with you. Certainly, no doubt, assuredly, I will be with you. So whatever it is that God has assigned to your hand, whatever it is that God wants to do with you, that God has for you, whatever it is that God calls you to do, don't ever be worried about how big it is or how much it may be or how strenuous it may be or whatever it may be. Don't even worry about any of that. Just know that if he called you, he will equip you and he will make it to where you will have success in the situation. He tells Moses in verse 12, chapter 3, verse 12, he says, certainly, I will be with you. And not only did he tell him that, but he told him that at the end of it, you shall serve God upon this mountain. So when he's telling Moses that, that's already telling him that you will have success, because he's telling him that after it's all done, you will serve me upon this mountain. So don't ever worry about what it looks like. Don't ever worry about what it seems like. Don't ever worry about things like that. Just know, if God has called you, if God has called you to do something, if he has assigned something to your hands, just know you will be successful. He will be right there with you, and he will make a way for you to come out successful. God bless you on tonight.
Amen. Amen. Certainly, God is with us. He said he'll never leave us or forsake us. He said, lo, know that I am with you. And I thank God that certainly we can count on God. We all ask sometime, who am I to do this? Who am I to be a pastor, evangelist, minister, whatever you, elder, whatever he, you've, you think that you want to be, or that someone, God has sent word or gave you word, revelation about you are to do this. We all have said, who am I to lead people to Christ? Who's going to listen at me? Who's going to do such X, Y, and Z? So I thank and praise God for the message on tonight from Pastor Raven Thurman. We thank God for him preaching that word. Who am I? Well, God is, you know, Moses stuttered. And Moses wasn't the best speaker. But God still used him. You know, a donkey can't talk at all. Go upside a donkey right now and or tomorrow morning and go find a donkey and have a conversation with him. Sit there, point your finger, and have a conversation with the donkey. Tell the donkey to I want you to do this, I want you to do that. See, tell the donkey, could you go relay this message over there to that group of people over there? Donkey gonna be looking at you like, and people gonna be looking at you like you crazy. Well, I say that to say that the Lord used the donkey to talk to them people back in them days. See, they moved. They obeyed. It's just that if God gave you a task, whether you a human being or a donkey, in this case a burning bush, if God given you a task that seemed like he gave Abraham and Isaac, like he sent out Jacob and all those, Joseph, he gave them a task that seemed too large for them, impossible, unreasonable. Peter and the disciples, he gave them a command that was unreasonable to them. They've been out fishing all night. He said, go cast your nets again. You heard, you know the story, you know the scripture. Well, Lord, we've been out toiling all night. And so, but nevertheless, they went out and did it again. And when they did it again, their nets was overrunning, bursting with fish. So just let this low, like he said in his message, know that the Lord is with you. It may not seem like it. It may not look like it, but we're supposed to walk by faith and not by sight. The Lord will equip you because he has equipped us to survive in this world. We are equipped with the Holy Ghost and the Word of God. We have the power, same power Jesus had, to do even greater things than he done. Some might say, well, how can we do greater things to Jesus? Because anything come from a human side is great. So it's going to look at it to be greater than Jesus did because we in the flesh. Well, see, God is in the spirit. He knows all things and got all power in his hand. And so if God told us to do it, no matter what the task is, when Abraham and Jacob and Isaac went out and sojourned, did not know where they were going, but they went anyway because they trusted the Lord. They believed in his word. When he told Noah to build the ark, everyone around laughed at him, called him a fool. You old fool, you don't know what you're doing. Who told you to do that? X, Y, and Z. Looked it bad. Even his family members was doubting, but he yet continued on in what God told him to do. And when God tell you to do something, and we know it's God telling us to do something, sometimes we can get entangled doing something that is not God that told us to do it. We all fall short of that, even pastors. Sometimes we think we're hearing from the Lord and we're not. But at somewhere down the line, when we get to doing this task and we had not heard from the Lord, it comes a time that we recognize that this is not from God. And then it comes a time in that same task that we say, oh, man, you done hit a snare. You done hit a roadblock. Well, Lord, I thought you told me to do this. But if we just hold on, he will open the door for us to keep going. For us to keep traveling through the assignment that he has told us to take on or do. See, we have to remember that God is not on the same thinking as we is. what he tells us to do is not going to feel good, sound good, taste good. Nothing that about it in our finite minds is good. You think it was good for Abraham to go take his child out wherever he had to go, take his child and that servant to sacrifice his kid? How many of us would do the same thing? We will wake up, and when they throw us in jail, because we was going to, they don't want to hear that we was saying, they don't want to hear us saying we was doing with the Lord. The Lord ain't told you to kill your kid. Now they want to throw us in the jail, throw us in, give us all type of medicines. Doubts come in our mind. Well, did the Lord really tell us that? But see, Abraham did not do that. He believed God. You got to know. That's why the Bible says, my sheep will know my voice. We got to get to a place, saints, where we know God's voice. We got to, and the only way that God know, to know God's voice, we got to sort out all the confusion and mess that's in our heads. Because too many voices will confuse you. You can't hear God's voice with so many things going on in your head. You got your radio playing over here with the hip-hop and R&B over here. Your subconscious mind beat you in the head. You want to repeat that verse that rapper said, or you want to repeat that line that R&B singer said, and you know you should not be repeating that. We got that going on in one section of our head. We got what somebody did to us today. We feel like we want to knock fire from them. So we contending with that. We contending with our kids, hard-headed kids, and this, that, and other. If they don't do this, we go do that. We got to contending with that. Then if you got a spouse, you contending with all this that goes on with your spouse in the house. Then if you got bills, they overdue and blah, 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 X, Y, and Z. You contending with all these things in the gumbo pot in your head. So where is there room for God to be listed to the voice of God? There's not no room. We got the television going on. We got all this stuff that sidetracks us from hearing the voice of God. So when God tells us something, just get to a quiet place and dissolve all the things that you maybe have going on inside your head. Too much things and going on inside your head would clout your judgment. You ain't heard the voice of the Lord. You'd be doing something out on the island where the Lord told me to jump off this bridge. No, the Lord ain't the one told you to jump off the bridge. The Lord ain't told you the Lord is not the one that told you to run out in front of that bus. I can put that 100% sure that God didn't tell you to jump off no bridge. He didn't tell you to run out in front of no bus. He didn't tell you to put that pistol to your head. He didn't tell you to swallow the pills. He didn't tell you to cut your wrists. He didn't tell you to go sleep with that woman that ain't your wife. He didn't tell you to go sleep with that man that ain't your wife. No, the Lord didn't tell you none of that. The Lord didn't tell you to be in church on the deacon board or a pastoral and come up and tell you, and the Lord came and told you, you know what, you married the wrong woman. I want you to divorce her and marry her. The Lord ain't told you that. That's the lie. You're lying on the Lord now. He didn't tell you that. So we got to distinguish which voice is the Lord's and which is our own self-preparations to be doing things that we ought not to be doing. Again, the Bible said, my sheep will know my voice. Lord speaks with a soft voice. That's why it's good to be in your prayer closet. That's why it's good to be at your home by yourself, on your knees in a prayer position. Sometimes you don't have to get down there and start praying immediately. God know where every shake of the head is. He know every thought that before it was thought. Then he will speak. He may not speak then. But you best believe if you're fasting and praying, the Lord will speak to you. People always wait for that audible voice to come. You know, the one that comes straight from heaven to your ear. You ain't going to always hear that voice. The Lord speaks to you through mysterious ways. Your answer could come through television. Your instructions could come through a television. Your instructions could come from somebody that's not even saved. That donkey wasn't saved. He was not saved. Your instructions could come through anything that God chooses to use, just like the preacher spoke. When he chooses to use you, let him use you. You may deliver. You know how many? I can't count how many times I done came into a place, a barbershop, and start running my jib about the Lord. And lo and behold, somebody done jumped up and say, "Man, that was my answer I was looking for." I did not know what his question, his or her dilemma was, which direction that they trying to figure out to go. But once the Lord started to use me to talk about the Lord and give these people a word of the Lord, lo and behold, I was somebody's answer. You all been somebody's answer. Somebody might have let you know, and somebody might have not let you know. But guess what? You were somebody's answer. You was the answer to somebody's question. You was the answer to somebody's thinking. You was the answer to, you don't know who was contemplating suicide. You might have said something. You might have pulled somebody back off the ledge. And truth be told, we always pull somebody off the ledge, whether they was contemplating suicide, but they was contemplating divorce. They was contemplating walking away from their kid. They was contemplating cussing somebody out or something. But we, unknowingly, because God used us, and then sometimes God will say, "I need you to speak to them. I need you to," you may be listening to somebody's situation or circumstances, and the Lord speak to you. "I need you to speak this to them. I command you to speak to them." You may be that rhema word that pulled them off the ledge. Amen. So we got to let God use us the way that he see fit, because his way is the right way to be used. May not seem good, look good to us, but just believe, God don't never feel good. It didn't feel good to Abraham to have to go kill his kid. It didn't feel good to Peter there. And it definitely didn't feel good for God to tell the rich man in Luke 18, "Yes, you've done all these things, yet still haven't done one." What is that, Lord? Sell all he has. Come and follow me. Oh, the Bible say he was so sorrowful to hear that. I bet he was. Got to sell all you have? Got to give away everything you got? And come and follow this man? But when God, if you do that, look what Peter and them reap when they did. Down in that same text, Peter said, we have left everything behind to follow thee, meaning the Lord, to follow you. He talking to Jesus. We have left everything behind to follow thee. Then he went on to ask, who can be saved? Well, you see what he done for Peter now. You see what every disciple benefited except one, the liar, the double crosser, the one that deceived him, the one that betrayed him. Every one of those disciples were good. Everyone he turned around. Everyone had his reward for leaving. That's why the Bible say, when he say, "Come and follow me," he said, "Let the dead bury the dead." Well, I want to go back and bury my wife. Let the dead bury the dead. That's what Jesus said. Forsake all, and you must say, "I'm going to trust him." Forsake all, I trust him. That's faith. You put the that's an acronym, forsake all and follow him. I trust him. That's faith. F-A-I-T-H. Faith. See, when God say, let the dead come and follow me, that means you don't go back. When they said, "Jesus, your mother was out, is outside, and her sister is outside," he say, "Those that," and I'm paraphrasing, "those that follow me is my brother and sister. Those that keep my commandments are my brother and sister." He wasn't worried about his own mother out there. Forsake all I must trust him. Amen. He told Lot's wife, don't look back. What'd she do? Look back. Got turned into a pillar of salt. You know. He said, anyone that applies his hand to the plow and look back is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. So when God telling us to do something, we have to take him at his word, knowing on the full assurance of faith that we walking by faith, don't care what it look like, and that we fight in a good fight of faith, lay hold to eternal life. We know that God is a now God. We don't have to look forward to tomorrow. I never look towards tomorrow. I don't know if that's just automatic or it's the word. I know that, but it's automatic. Take no thought of what tomorrow may bring. God is a right now God, able to turn your situation around right now. You ain't got to wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised. You got to believe and trust God now for yourself. You got to believe that he done it now, the moment that you asked and prayed for it. See? So who am I? It's who am I that's trusting God. It's who am I. If God trusts you, who am I to say that I can't trust God? If he trusts you, who am I to say I can't trust him? If he sent me, then I'm going to believe it. If he sent me through Iraq or Afghanistan, if I know without a shadow of doubt God sent me there, I'm going to walk through the landmine. Why? Because I know a damn one of the mines going to explode on me. I ain't going to lose a leg. Well, right now, saints of God, we're walking through landmines. And some of us are losing our legs and our lives and our limbs and our minds walking through that minefield. Why? Because as soon as we hear somebody else blow up or see somebody else blow up, we lose our faith. That's just like when Peter jumped out the boat, started walking on water, took his eyes off Jesus, began to sink. See, if God trusts me to do a task, who am I not to trust him? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have to trust God. Who am I? Who are you? Not to trust the Lord. He's trustworthy. He's faithful. He's just. And if he brought us to it, he's going to bring us through it. I just believe it. I'm crazy enough to believe the Lord. Straight up. I encourage you to believe God in all thy ways. He's saying, all thy ways, trust me. He said, in all thy ways, meaning our ways, all your ways, all my ways, trust him. Believe on him for all things. He didn't say some, a portion, partly. He said all. And a lot of saints are not believing and trusting the Lord for, better yet, all things. A portion or just a pinch of things. They depend on what the situation is, how we go believe God. I think the smaller we think that this, the lesser that it is, the more we believe. But the harder the task is, the more improbable that it's not, the more less improbable that it's going to happen, the further our faith disappears. I tell you, everything is little to God. Why? Because he's so big. Everything is a drop in the bucket to him. So if we got bubble gum faith, you go receive bubble gum. Now he might ask you what flavor you want. Hubba Bubba, Bubblicious, Spearmint, Double Mint, what flavor you want? Bubble gum faith is little, less than a mustard seed. He'll bless you with that. Now later faith. But the harder the task is, the less faithful we get. The more people still, oh, you got cancer, you've been diagnosed with cancer, diabetes. Oh, Lord. First thing you start doing is breaking down, crying, believing everything that the doctors say. What about the heavenly doctor? Where's your faith at in him to believe that? Thank you, doc. You know, thank you for saying that, but I cast that down and send it back to the sender. What you mean? Your doctor go ask you what you mean. Well, I served the one that gave you the skill to diagnose this. Now, I just wanted to hear something from you. Come check it out because I'm not feeling good. That's what you're here for. But my healing comes from the one up above. And that's who my faith and confidence is in. You know how many people have been diagnosed with something and just spoke that out, not maybe the same thing, but similar, you know, utterly similar to what I just said, and a month later or 2 months later or, you know, went got a second opinion, and the second opinion you couldn't find nothing that the first opinion said. Why? Because we spoke the blood of Jesus over the situation and not the word of the doctor. You got to speak the blood of Jesus over the situation and not the blood of the not the word of the doctor. The word of the doctor is not more powerful than the blood of Jesus. In fact, the word of the doctor is just his comment, just his opinion, just his prognosis, just his diagnosis. He's trained to do you that. Like I told my doctor, you trained to tell me what you're telling me. I appreciate it, but I'm also trained to tell you what I'm about to tell you. And that was, don't speak no more words that you trained to tell me. Speak the words that I'm telling you. I'm breathing life into myself and to my body. I don't need nobody in here shed no tears for me. I ain't going nowhere. That very son that you heard me preach, that you just heard preach, he come see me, thinking that his dad about to pass away. No, Lord, you can go home, son. I'm gonna be going home in a day or two. I don't need nobody here giving me no pity party, sending me off. I'm going home. And I went home. Amen. So who am I not to believe God? Who am I not to trust God? Who am I not to trust in his word? Pharaoh was ignorant. Pharaoh's army was ignorant. Some of them Israel kids were ignorant. They was less faithful. They couldn't see nothing. Red Sea, two mountains on the side, and Pharaoh's army closing back in on them. Where we gonna go? You done led us here to get killed. Moses say, haven't you seen the Father work? Haven't you seen the Lord work? Haven't you seen miracles? They could not think about where they was going to escape at. But lo and behold, if God brought you to it, Red Sea, he's going to bring you through it. And that's exactly what he did. Opened the sea up and brought them through. Closed the sea up when the army came, tried to pass through to close the sea up right on their enemies. Swallowed them up. They came out without no mud or nothing on their tennis shoes. They were 40 years in the desert and still had on good shoes. The Lord is tremendous. Trust what thy God say and believe in all things. And watch God work and move in our lives. And when he tells us to do something, how unreasonable it may be, you just believe he'd already got it worked out. God ain't going to lead us nowhere to a dead end and nowhere to go, get swallowed up. It was unreasonable for little old David to be fighting a 9-10-foot giant too, but he prevailed. It was unreasonable for Gideon to start with 10,000 soldiers and only ended up with 300, sent 9,700 home and fighting against an army of 1,001. It was unreasonable. For the Hebrew boys, all they had to do was just, I ain't going to the fiery furnace. Hey, Bendigo, is you going to keep on saying your prayers? I ain't, because I ain't going to, this is Meshach talking, I ain't going to the fire. You know, Shadrach, are you going? Which side you going to do? Because I ain't going down in that furnace and burn. But not a one agreed. You couldn't bend them. They was willing to lose their life. And when you willing to stand for God, he will show up for you. Daniel, as you go keep on open, you got the nerve to open up the windows and keep praying so everybody can hear you praying after the King Darius then told you not to pray for 30 days. Well, Darius didn't listen. He got thrown in the lion's den. Some hungry lions ain't ate in a while neither. But when he opened that, when he opened that up back up, he was laying there on top of their manes with like pillows, got an arm full of lions. And you could tell they were hungry because when he threw the soldiers in that threw him in, before they hit the ground, they was up in the mouths of the lion. Are you going to trust God at his word and take God at his word? Who am I not to take God at his word when all the things that God has done and can do and will do and continuing to do? So we thank God for that word on tonight. Just stretching out time. Thank God, Radio Land. Be encouraged to know that God can do all things for those that who believe. And when I say all things, he can do all things. If you look coming up next month, October is going to be Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And that means you're going to see survivors of breast cancers across the United States. You, wherever you may be, Radio Land, listening in your city, if you're in Washington, D.C., you're going to see about 100,000 survivors. Well, that's 100,000 miracles God done. I'm going to see at the capital of Sacramento about 30 to 50,000. That's 30 to 50,000 survivors God done saved. Still here. And if you listen to some of the interviews, the doctor said they had 2 weeks to live. Here go 30 years later, they're still living. They had 3 months to live, 6 months to live. Here go 25 years later, they still living. And living healthy and productive lives. Don't tell me what God can't do and what he won't do. Just know what he will do. If you just trust God and say, I'll, and just like the pastor said, when Moses said, I'll go. Here I am, God, use me. Make yourself available. And when you believe, that's what the breast cancer survivors did. They believed. And they living. I got a buddy, and I'm done with this, that died, had a massive heart attack and traffic jam on the freeway. It was 20 minutes before the responders can get to him. 20 minutes in a traffic jam down in Sacramento. Now, this is my boy. Nobody I know. This is my boy. Declared brain dead by 3 doctors. Oh, he's gone. Call the family in. He's not going to make it. He's gone already. Second doctor, same thing. Third doctor, same thing. I get a phone call telling me all this. I say, nah, man, God can do it. He will do it. Now, all my life I've been growing up, I've seen people get shot in the head and declared brain dead. I've seen people fall into a coma, declared brain dead. Not once have I ever seen somebody wake up from being brain dead. Not once. And even I, they're gone. Oh, they dead. Take them off life support. But I tell you, saints of God, I tell you, beloved saints of God, since I've been saved, to know and my faith has increased and my eyes have opened, I've prayed for that man viciously over the phone. I mean, when I was done praying, I was entrenched in water. My shirt, T-shirt, was wet. That's how hard I prayed. I think that's, matter of fact, that is the hardest prayer I ever prayed in my life. That is the most, and I pray soundly every time I pray. But that is the most, I don't know, it was something about that prayer right there. You know what? About 2 weeks later, I got a phone call and said he's alive. He has woken up. And I don't take the fame and glory for it, but I did have a hand in it with the saints. Why? Because God inherited the praises and the prayers of his people, and my prayers went up in his nostrils along with everybody else like a sweet smell in his nostrils. God heard my prayers vehemently, praying for my man Troy. Troy walking around, talking around, come out of brain dead now, so you can't tell me what God won't do if you just believe, if you just trust in the Lord. If you say, use me, Lord, here I am. If you would not listen at the doctor and pull the plug, dando something, unremovable, if God brought you to it, he go bring you through it. Amen. And my man is living today. And listen, walking without a cane, walker, know everybody, that's remarkable. Today, amen. Praise God. So I thank and praise God for the power of God and that he's his diligence to do what he said his word will do. Amen. It don't matter who you are. He used a donkey. It don't matter who you are. He used some rocks to quench thirst. Some rocks. They was thirsty in the wilderness. Didn't see no river, no nothing. Told Moses what to do. He told Moses. Moses did the opposite. He told Moses to speak to the rock. Moses ended up hitting it. But nevertheless, God is faithful. Water still came out of that rock. Amen. So in your dried up situation, so you think, circumstances, speak to it. Speak to the Lord and watch he quench your thirst. Watch he heal your land. Amen. Amen. On today, thank and praise God for all that we heard on today. Thank God for his word going forth. Thank God for Minister Thurman. And I thank God for all the listeners on Radio Land, have faith. Trust God. No matter what it looks like. That's why it says walk by faith. That means you don't care what it looks like. Matter of fact, the uglier that it gets, the more God will show up and make it pretty. The prettier it's going to become. That's like when going to school, when we was going to school and we seen a girl that we thought was ugly. Oh, she wore Coke bottle glasses. Her hair was a mess all the time. She wore big sweatpants and hoodies over her head. Oh, she just wasn't attractive at all. Sometimes she might have had sleep in her eye. Sometimes them glasses may have been cracked. Them glasses were so thick, if she looked at the sun too much, they was going to burn through. But the worst that we thought that she looked, in the day that we see her today, you won't believe that's her. So the uglier your situation get, the more prettier you go come out. Amen. So let's just believe God for all things and ask God, who am I not to trust you? Who am I not to believe in you? Amen. At this time, we will open up the line for any comments or at this time for the man of God, any testimonies. For those that tuned in late, any prayer requests for those that might have tuned in late? The line is open for your comment. Will there be one? Well, amen. At this time, we're going to turn it over to we're going to have our ending scripture, and we're going to turn this back over to none other than Elder Prevost Senior. At this time, Bernie will render us an ending scripture, a closing scripture, and then we're going to release it back to under Elder Prevost at this time. Bernie?
Bear with me.
Elder Prevo, can you mute that line?
Amen.
Amen. The closing scripture is coming from Proverbs 3, starting with verse 1 from the Message Bible. Good friend, do not forget all I've taught you. Take to heart my command. They'll help you live a long, long time, a long life full and well. Do not lose your grip on love and loyalty. Tie them around your neck. Carve their initials in your heart. Earn a reputation for living well in God's eyes and in the eyes of people. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Do not try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Give him the first and the best. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing and living of his holy word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for that scripture, Evangelist Bernie. At this time, if there's no more testimonies or praise reports, we will now turn it over to Elder Prevost.
Amen. Amen. Praise God on tonight. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. We thank God for Pastor Raymond. Hallelujah. Amen. Evangelist Bernie on tonight. Hallelujah. We have thoroughly enjoyed, praise God, the fellowship of unity on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did you want to have your comment? Praise God. Hallelujah. We did have one comment. Praise God. Hold on.
Amen, First Lady. I just want to thank Pastor Raymond for that word. It was confirmation. Amen. Thank you for being obedient. I speak blessings over your life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, too.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah for Minister Raymond. Pastor Raymond on tonight, Pastor Ray on tonight, hallelujah, the Father and Son duo, praise God, what a magnificent word, hallelujah, praise God, and we thank God, hallelujah, for every piece of the word on tonight, hallelujah, amen. I especially like when Minister Ray was going forth just a little bit ago, and he was talking about, hallelujah, having that faith. Hallelujah, praise God, that faith. The Bible says faith without works is dead. Hallelujah, praise God. But works without faith is dead also. See, some of us are praying for stuff, but we ain't got the faith. But when you mix that faith with that prayer, when you know that God can do what he said he can do, hallelujah, praise God, that he can raise people from the dead, that he can cure all illnesses and diseases. Hallelujah, when you know the kind of God you serve, praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. So we thank God, hallelujah, for Fellowship of Unity on tonight. We thank God for Pastor Ray on tonight. Hallelujah. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. And we want to remind everybody, praise God, tomorrow morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. At 6:30, amen, West Coast time, amen, 7:30 Midwest, 8:30 Central, hallelujah, and 9:30. Praise God, on the East Coast. It will be Men's Day on Fellowship of Unity. Praise God, hallelujah. So call in. That number is 774, hallelujah, 220-4000. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And that access code is 786-7473. Praise God, hallelujah. So call in the morning and be a part, praise God, of the number one prayer call, in morning prayer call in the country. Hallelujah. Fellowship of Unity, hosted by Pastor Ray. Praise God. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We truly thank God for each and every one of you. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, that for each and every person who has tuned in, each and every person who has called in, Hallelujah. Amen. Each and every person who is listening, going back, listening, you're listening to the recording right now, we thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we truly hope that the word of God have blessed you tonight in some way, shape, form, or fashion. We want to remind everybody, tune in tomorrow night. Hallelujah. When Evangelist Willie Davis, amen, will be going forth with a word from God. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. And we just thank God, hallelujah, for each and every ministry that appears here on CARE, hallelujah, Broadcast Radio Network. Praise God. And we thank God that he is reigning and blesses in each and every one of our lives and each and every one of our ministries. Praise God. And we thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go ahead. We have no more announcements on tonight, praise God, we were going to go ahead and close out with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together tonight, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for delivering your word to us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the word that was given on tonight, and we receive that word into our hearts tonight. And Lord, help us to practice this word that you have given us in each and every one of our lives on a day-to-day basis, Lord. And Lord, we thank you, we magnify you, we praise you, and we bless your high and your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. And we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of CARE Radio Network, First Lady, and myself, we love y'all. Praise God. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers. And just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night, and we'll see y'all next time on CARE Broadcast Radio Network. Praise God.
Amen.
know. Sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I. Gonna tell them do it. Everywhere I go. What you gonna say? What you gonna say, Greater Traveler's Rest? That I found a place. And he come on, in spite of what you're going through it. Help me say, he's sweet, I know. Thank you. know.
I know.
Storm clouds may rise.
Take me to the king. Jesus, take me to the King. Hallelujah.